Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Eat that.
Pitt beat Cincinnati last week. Backyard brawl this week. Doran out today in hopes that he's healthy enough for this weekend. Pat Bostic in with us until 9 o'clock. And right now, joined by the voice of the Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. And look at him. He's got the Pitt polo
My
on.
Man.
He's ready to go. Bill, first of all, A, thank you for coming on. B, we'll get to the brawl in a second. I think legend has it you've called every single Pitt game on the radio. So where did last week's comeback stack up among all the games that you've broadcast in your career?
Pretty much near the top. I was in the booth with Ed Conway in 71 when they came back against Navy. Navy Havern hit, Les Block with a winning touchdown. The year before that, they came back against West Virginia. And I'll never forget that, because in those days at Pitt Stadium, the press would sit in the press box and they'd feed stuff from the locker room up to the press box. And over that PA system thing, you could hear the West Virginia fans calling for Bobby Bowden's head. And later that winter, Bobby appeared at the Thompson Club banquet at West Mifflin and said, "Hi, I'm Bobby Bowden. I have a new book on the shelves. It's called How to Coach the Second Half." You know, so those were two memorable comebacks for Pitt. And in this series, you know, there have been so many, you know, just unbelievable games. And one ended in a tie. Eddie Frazier kicked a field goal one year. 75, West Virginia won at Old Mountaineer Field with, I think, a guy named Bill McKenzie kicking the winning field goal. And then, of course, 2007. And if Pat McAfee ever goes big time on me, he's going to get reminded about that. And, you know, last year, you know, Pitt had the opportunity, the late interception on the plus side of the field, and they didn't do anything with it. And I think, unfortunately, for that offense, that was a harbinger. So it's been a fun series, and I don't see Saturday as any different. You can look at and try to analyze each team strength. I know West Virginia can really run the ball. I mean, White averaging over 7 yards a carry, and what's the other guy's name? Donaldson. He's over 6 yards a carry, and the quarterbacks manage the game well, so it's going to be fun.
Billy, you've called a lot of backyard brawls, and it's a very emotional game. Describe some of the more memorable moments in the history of the series, when maybe you felt that emotion bleed through on the air?
Well, gosh, 2007, walking out of the press box, normally, you know, people recognizing me from television, and of course, Channel 4 is big down in Morgantown. You know, they'd give me the razzmatazz on the way to the bus, and I was used to it. But in 2007, they were nothing but zombies. They were walking with a blank stare. It was incredibly silent. I remember in that game, Bill Frelick, the late Bill Frelick, on the air said, "Holding? That's not holding. Trust me, I know what holding is. I made a living at it." And, you know, I remember Mark Bolger coming into then Heinz Field and pretty much dominating the Panthers. Where do I not? Oh yeah, the game in 76 was interesting. I think Tony Dorsett got into a scrape and got bounced. So you know, it's been hard to predict. You know, people have asked me, "What's your prediction?" Well, I don't do predictions very well, but I predict a hard fought game that'll go right down to the last minute.
Bill, was this something you missed when it was gone, or did you only, when it came back, realized what you were missing and we were missing?
Yeah, I think if you dwell on what is not there, you're dwelling on the wrong things. I think, you know, and you know as professionals that you just worry about what you have in front of you. And so it wasn't in front of anybody, and nobody thought much about it. But, you know, I hope, and I know I'm probably, you know, the cup half full guy. I hope that in the next seismic movement of college football landscape, that somehow Western Virginia, Pitt, Penn State, Syracuse, you know, the regional rivalries will begin to return. And I know how difficult it is because different conferences have different numbers of conference games, and the scheduling is like, you know, using a Ouija board. But, you know, I hope it gets back to that because, you know, if the money totally dictates the landscape, the rivalries will slowly disappear, and I think that's unfortunate. And people say, well, you can develop a new rivalry. No, it doesn't work that way.
It sure doesn't. Speaking from experience, I don't hate anybody in the Big 12. And I feel
exactly.
like I should.
And I don't hate anybody in Baltimore, but I certainly hate people in Cleveland, and, you know, that's what the essence of a rivalry is.
Darn right. Bill, you're the best. Have a great call on Saturday. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. H2P.
See you Saturday, partner.
Bill Hillgrove.
The great Bill Hillgrove.
He's the best.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.